The Heart of Atlanta Motel sat in the 200 block of Cortland Street. In the 60s, you could easily see the site from the highway. It boasted two full-size swimming pools, a restaurant and lounge, air conditioning and room service, all upscale amenities back then. One thing it did not offer? Accommodations for African Americans. Several people, including now Congressman John Lewis, were arrested in early 1964 trying to eat at the motel's restaurant. Zernona Clayton remembers organizing a luncheon at the motel on behalf of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. In her words, it did not go well.
And Dr. King's question was, what seems to be the problem? And the manager said, well, frankly, we don't like it because you bring people here to eat and the black and whites together, and we don't like that. And frankly, we don't want your business.
In July 1964, President Lyndon Johnson signed the Civil Rights Act. Almost immediately, the motel's owner, Morton Rolleston, who was also a lawyer, filed suit. He argued his own case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
He said that the Civil Rights Act deprived him of his Fifth Amendment rights and that it took away his property without due process or his value.
That's historian Cliff Kuhn.
And he also, interestingly, cited the 13th Amendment. And the 13th Amendment was the amendment that abolished slavery. And he said that he was now being put into involuntary servitude by the Civil Rights Act. And so he actually ironically drew upon the 13th Amendment, which was passed at the end of the Civil War.
The justices ruled unanimously against Rolleston in December 1964. The motel had already been under court order to accommodate African Americans while the case was being decided. Rolleston admitted he hadn't lost any business because of integration, but he stood by his argument, making a statement for the TV cameras right after the decision came down.
This decision nullifies the rights and principles which the Constitution was designed to perpetuate. This decision opens a frightful door to the unlimited power of a centralized government in Washington, in which the individual citizen and his personal liberty are of no importance. This is a sad day for the cause of individual freedom.
Rolleston sold the Heart of Atlanta Motel in the 1970s. He died in 2013. The Atlanta Hilton now sits on the Cortland Street site. Lisa George, WABE News.